Oh.
That worked. Hello, Rabbi Isai. It is Lamed Tes Amud Aleph time. We are up to the words Amar Rav Chiya Bar Va. So that's the second line. Okay. One more time, Joey. The second line on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Va. So we just before said that the reason for the Takanas Ezra to Aser people in Talmud Torah was they shouldn't be next to their wives like chickens or yeah. And so now we're gonna have a little bit of an alternative reason. The main reason for this tefillah is because of Talmud learning in general. Because what's the idea? If you're going to tell him you're allowed to study Torah right after having relations, he'll say like this, I'll do what I need to do, satisfy my needs. And then I'll come back and I'll learn whatever I need to do. In other words, that's going to be his plan. When we talk Shatayim or Aser, but you have to parenthetically say, if you're Gerus, the way it says it in Arab, Gersa, then you have to parenthetically add, and then the plan is going to go awry. It's not going to work out. Why is it not going to work out? Because so there's different shatim over here. I want to show you one of them, which I thought was interesting. Let's see, where is it saying here? Let's do Mara Folded inside. Let's do it that way. So the third line of Mara Folded. Af Weimer Elef Esetzarchi B'Tashmish. Achachi Heli B'Poni Minahiru. He'll take care of his needs, and then he'll be free of thoughts. The Elmo Kotzarchi, and then I'll be able to learn whatever I need. Uvein Kach, meanwhile, Yimshof Yargil Atzmo Barov Tashmish. What's going to happen is this Tashmish is going to get out of hand. The Yevatel Milamudo, he'll end up, it won't help his learning. On the contrary, he'll end up having less learning. Now that Ezra was massacring the tefillah, yimna bishul hatefillah milashamesh. He won't want to go through the trouble of having the tefillah. The tefillah is going to cause him, he's going to have extra work to do. And then he'll really spend more time learning. Okay? Okay, that's one shot. Another shot. This isn't a particular time. This is just in general attitude about learning.
At the end of the day, after you learn for 10, 12 hours.
Well, Rambam says, "Einad Rov Lomid Rov Chakmas Ala Balayla." The main time to learn Torah is at night. I don't know. I can't get into that level of detail. Anyway, yeah. I hear. Okay. A good question. You're talking about a night. You're talking about a night. Yeah. How this works exactly with timing, I don't know. I didn't work that out. Anyway, this is the reason for Takanas Ezra. Okay? We talk Shatayim or Asar, who bought Vishal Chatzarka, who learned properly. Others say the Rash Cirillo has an interesting line here, the top line of Rash Cirillo. He says, then what will happen is, kind of like addresses your question, that it'll weaken him. And he'll be so weak, he won't be able to learn that whole night. Again, he's saying it'll affect his whole night of learning. Okay. He'll be too tired, exactly. Okay, so that's a different reason. Okay, it's, although it ends up being the same kind of event, it's kind of the same idea. I mean, either you shouldn't be by like Tanagolam, or you'll end up learning as much as you should, but in the end result is the same. Okay. Tamon Amrit, over there in Bavel. In other words, the Talmud Yerushalmi is talking from the perspective of Eretz Yisrael. Whenever it says Talmud over there, so it's referring to Bavel. So over there in Bavel, they said, I feel Lishmoa Divrei Torah also. That not only are you not allowed to say Divrei Torah, but for you to sit in a Daf Yomi Shir, where there's no participation and they're all just sitting there and absorbing what the Magid Shir is saying, that would also be also. So, and what's the reason for that? I'm going to give my thesis. Like it was in the beginning, meaning at the time of Har Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that 3 days you shouldn't have relations. And so everybody, the idea was everyone should be Torah, but Shas Mat Torah. And over there, maybe you never thought about it, but it's a funny thing, that Matan Torah was a very passive, very passive act. It was like no, we didn't do anything. We just stood there and heard whatever was being told to us. We didn't say anything. What did we say already? Nothing. I'll call upon him. If you see that passive learning, the Rebbe Shalom was being mocked that you should be Tahar. So you see that if you're going to be modeling the Isra of Ezra after that model, so then Vaitar, then even going to a share and listening to the person saying the share, even though you're not saying anything, it should also be us. That's the thinking over here. Make sense? Okay. It says in the footnote, I'll just mention this very briefly, in the end of footnote 5, he says that since it says Tamon Amrit, so the Yerushalmi is saying over there in Bavel, this, they were saying that this would be usur even to hear or share, even to listen. But the mashmos of that is that the Yerushalmi, the Eretz Yisrael Dikka, they may not have necessarily agreed with the Bnei Bavel. They perhaps held that listening would be mutter. And he says to look at the Or Sameach in this Kriya Shema to see what the pshat in such a machlokas is. I took a look at it, but I'll call upon him. It's an interesting observation. I'll just give you the cliff notes on what the Or Sameach says. The cliff notes are the Yisod HaDavar is, but the Gemara says that whenever Hashem said an assay, so there's a machlokes of Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, whether we said Hain, the Rabbi Shmuel says, I'll call Mrs. Assay, we said Hain, and then he likes to say we said Lav. In other words, Moshe says, don't do it. We said, no, we won't do it. He says, do it. Yes, we will do it. So we weren't completely passive. We were actually participating. So he wants to say, just like we say on Main, So who are then that perhaps the act of Kabbalah is an act, whereas just sitting passively would not be like the tefillah. So that would be the machlokas. What's that? Whether Shomea Kaona. Shomea Kaona. Okay. I mean, this would be perhaps some of my fault. I am sure you'll see what he says.
If you go with the Mishmah, then you could be passive, but not have to say.
Uh huh. Right. That's right. Just to say the Nasa Mishmah to be at the get go would be enough to be that shows that pass. That would be show that passivity. Okay. Yes.
Should have been 3 days after having carrying on from, you know, they could not have relations for
You're asking if you hold not like the Nebovel, why would it was necessary to have 3 days? That's what you're asking. Okay, it's a good hour. I don't know. It's a good question. Tony, Zovin Vizavos Nidos Vyodos Karmatora. So the Brisa says everybody who has emissions, even though they're Tomei, they're allowed to learn Torah. Bishon and Medrash, Halachas, Haggadahs, they're allowed to learn everything. The only exception is Balkari. Balkari is also Bapulim. Balkari can't learn any of the above. Medrash, Halachas, and Haggadahs, they can't learn anything. Rabbi Abba Bar Acha, B'Shem Rebbe, he says, no, there's a difference. Shona Halachas, Ve'ena Shona Haggadahs. We saw already in Oman Aleph, on the previous page, rather, where he was going around. Remember, we just saw the story yesterday. He was going around all the washhouses and seeing which Talmidim were waiting to go get into the bathhouse. And he told them, don't waste your time here standing online. Go learn halachos. Remember, we saw that yesterday. So we saw already yesterday that there was a sheet of the held. Halachos were not included in the Isser. So he's going to hold like this, Rabbi Bar Acha. Okay. I don't know whether it's connected to the halacha. I know in Shulchan Aruch it says if a person hasn't said Berachas HaTorah yet, and he's asked a shaila, if I ask Rabbi Morwick, for instance, am I allowed to say Hashem's name without a yarmulke on? He could say no. And even though he didn't say Berachas HaTorah, because paskening a halacha is not Talmud Torah. Saying yes, saying no, that's not Talmud Torah.
I mean, how come there's no discussion here of the Takonis of Ezra? In this over here.
Wait a minute, that's what it's referring to.
This whole no. He says Bak, no, but he says Bak carry Usher Big Kulon. Okay.
That's because of Takanas Ezra.
It's only because of Takanas Ezra.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. I got it. So all of this is a continuation. Okay.
Yes.
I got you.
Yeah. If you look in the Rambam, in the end of Hilchos Kriyas Shma, the last parak. You'll see the way he presents this. This is Takanas Ezra.
Okay.
And just since I mentioned it, since we mentioned the Rambam now at this point, I'll just tell you this right now. We're going to see it in a second, but I'll just say it at this point. And the Rambam ends off saying, but Klai Yisrael could not be oimid in the Takana, and therefore they weren't makabel the Takana, and that's why it never persisted through history. And that's why we're going to see it in a second. Anyway, now we see another distinction. Tani Reb Shem Reb Yaisi, Shana Helfus Regilius, that he can also do the halakhas which he's familiar with. It's not going to require very much. Iyun Ovachali Atsias HaMishnah, he can't go and elaborate, can't go learn a Be'iyun, can't learn it with the Taisus Yanta from the Taisus Rifki Vegar and Yachna Bayas and the Mishnah China, Mishnah Achrayna. You can't do all that. Okay? You have to just learn, Mishnah. Is the boy Maymar Vashla Yasker Askaris? And now this is very interesting. This is so he's going to learn the pshat is in halachas, there are no askaris, obviously. These askaris are in the medrash, that's what it seems to say.
It means
Hashem's name. I meant.
So if that's the case, then why isn't there just a Stam Isra davening as well?
There is. That's exactly the machlokas of Yehuda and the Tanakhama in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, right. It says that they can't say the bracha of Hamotzi Lechem Haaretz, and they can't say the brachas Kriyas Shema either because of this reason, because you can't say Hashem's name, unless it's their Raisa. So look at Rash Cirilo, top line in the left column. He says, Avol Matzia es HaMedrash. But he can learn the Medrash. In other words, what he's trying to avoid here is that this statement is not going back on Shona Hilchos Regilius. That wouldn't make sense. There are no Shemus in Hilchos Regilius. He's referring back to the Medrash. Right? Yeah, but I don't think anybody was. Well, Arakan, you are. It sounds like maybe he was talking about Kormator or anything. I believe that. I mean, Rash Cirilo says Medrash, and so first of all, I have it there. Beferish says Medrash. there is a general question in Magen Avraham brings down that whether you're allowed to say the Shem Hashem when you're quoting a pasuk when you learn. So this is generally accepted that it is mutter. But here we have a Furush Yerushalmi that says it's mutter. Yerushalmi says only the Malkari can't say Das Karas, but everyone else certainly can. So it's a Beferush Yerushalmi that you can say Hashem's name when you're quoting Medrash. I don't need a bigger raya than Haggadah Shel Pesach. Haggadah Shel Pesach, we quote the whole Haggadah, full of Hashem's name, and we're quoting Midrashim over there, right? Rami Avidavi, right? We dash of the whole parsha. And over there you have Hashem's name. Even though it's not in the context of a full pasuk, and you're quoting just part of a pasuk within the Midrashic part of that pasuk, it's 100% okay to say Hashem's name out. You know, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, the way it's said regularly. Okay, that's like a little side thing you might be interested in looking into. Reb Zeir Boy Kumi, yeah. That's correct, and I believe he can. I know that Moshe has a tshuva where he talks to Malamdin, and he tells them that when a Malamed teaches a child a pasuk. Right, so if I'm in front of my class, you know, it's a young kita dalet kita, you know, gimbal class, so you shouldn't say vayomer Hashem and say Hashem's name, and Hashem ot gezok, right? Hashem said El Moshe, Hu Moshe, no, all right, 10 times or 30 times as the case may be in Shushan Valley, but you should say vayomer Adonai El Moshe Leimor. You should say the whole pasuk with the shame and not break up the pasuk. And that's the correct way to teach children and saying the shame. But saying the shame, say by Yomer Hashem, you can't say Adal Dun Yun because, and he says, therefore, you can't cut up the pasuk into parts. That's just a side, a true. That's what's going to happen. It's going to happen on the pulpit. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Right here. Reb Zeira boy kumei Reb Yosef. So Reb Zeira, he asked Reb Yosef the following. Let's Rabbi Pashat be Imreb Boon Perkai Balelio. Does the teacher not learn prakim with us at night, meaning before dawn? Even though some of us, or perhaps the Rebbe, it's not clear who he's referring to, may have been in a state of pre-tefillah, yet you're not holding back from giving shir. From Malay in, he says, yeah, you're right. I'm not worried about that. Now, over here, there's a very interesting comment on the bottom from Reb Chaim Knievsky, Tzatzal. Reb Chaim Knievsky learns that the reason why he was not concerned about this is because tefillah at night was considered a sakaras nefashos, because you're going to go out at night to go to the mikvah, you're going to get mugged. So therefore, since it was dangerous, if it's dangerous, there was never a takana to put yourself in danger, and therefore it's mutter for you to learn. It's just an interesting way to look at it. It's not the pshat, oh, I can't be tevil, so therefore I'm aser to learn. No, it's, we never were masakin for a person to have to endanger himself. Okay? Yeah. Unfortunately, today we heard about a carjacking from one of our local rabbonim. We've heard about it. And, you know, it's fun. We shouldn't. Here on Rusk Avenue, right around the corner from here. Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to talk about it. Reb Chiya bar Abba Pashat in Reb Nechemia, Reb Prika Balelio. He was learning a chapter with Nehemiah, his son, at night. Bahait Zafra Havamar, and that morning, later in the morning, he said, Mandisle Avido Yezel et Yavgino. Again, the same language which we've seen before. Whoever has done his work, meaning he had Hitashmish, should go do his other work, which is he has to go to the mikvah. Now we have a very interesting story here. It's coming up soon. There was a story of a person who got up to read the Torah. It says here he was a Baal Kire, which I find is a little strange, but because till now we've been saying that if you haven't gone to the mikveh, you shouldn't get up. You might see the rabbi. But over here, this guy got up and he started being the Baal Kari. He came to the Hashem's name, which obviously he'll come to quite frequently in the laning. So he was kind of like, you know, as we say, fumping around. He wasn't sure what to do. This is the famous mimer of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. He said to him, Sach picha v'yayu dvarecha, open up your mouth and let your words shine forth. Ein divrei Torah mekablin tumah. This is what's quoted. This is always quoted in regards to this halacha. We don't worry about Tahanas Ezra anymore. We say this statement, divrei Torah not mekablin tumah, and therefore you can learn even if you haven't gone to the mikvah. Go ahead and lay, no problem. Okay.
Why did he think automatically that this was the issue?
Maybe Hiram Seira?
Yeah.
Why else would the guy be, stammering? Is he like Rabnasan Wachvogel who shook every time he said Hashem's name?
I don't know.
Unless he was Rabnasan Wachvogel, then she probably wasn't. Probably a
no, but wait, one second. Something doesn't make sense. All of a sudden, this is Likrei Spetaris. He's not davening beforehand. So he didn't stammer when it came to that?
Yeah, and Akashaf.
He was dominating by himself.
Why? Yeah, that's a Akashaf Amaisa story. I don't know. Okay.
Okay.
I think it's a Akashaf Amaisa. I don't know the answer. Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, the Nohagin Tamon, in Bavel, their Noheg, in like these three Zekanim. These are the three Zekanim were mentioned, of course, in Bavli as well. Krabi Loi, Bereish Sagev, Krabi Yeshu B'Klei Akerim, Krabi Yehuda Ben Beseira, Bali Akerim. These are called the three Zekanim, right? And they have certain kulas. And we're just going to go through them very quickly. Krabi Loi, Bereish Sagev, Bereish Sagev, the fee of that you have to give 1/60th of your first of your sharings to the Kohen. And Rabbi Loi said, "Ein Rishis Haget." Tom Rabbi Loi Omer, "Ein Rishis Haget Lo Bo Aretz." It's only an Eretz Yisrael, not close to Aretz. Rabbi Yosha B'Klayim. Rabbi Yosha had a cool also about Klayim. The Tom Rabbi Yosha Loilum in a Chayev Achiz of Chito Sarev Katzum Mepolos Yad. That's a rule like this: that if you have, like, there's a din of Klay Akarim is the most chomer of all Klayim. That it becomes also Bano, and Pentukdash Tukad Eish. You have to burn it, right? So he said the only way that occurs is if you take all three. You have to have the chartzen, you have to have the grape, and the chitosara, and you have to have a kliyim mixture together. Lysirzra, he dashes like this: Lysirzra karmacha kliyim. That you can't plant your kerem with kliyim. So you have to have a set of kliyim together with the zriya of the kerem. So that's quite a kula. Otherwise, it wouldn't be Klayim. Yeah, that, by the way, in the Bavli, they don't learn that way. I'm sorry, the Yerushalmi in Klayim, he mentions in the notes here that the Yerushalmi holds, I guess we'll get there eventually, he holds that this din is not that you have to have the actual kerem part. You can have the kerem already, the vine already planted, and then you take the chita and the saora and plant those together. That's the Yerushalmi's version of his shita, but that's not the accepted version of the Bavli, and certainly over here it sounds like they also. And then we have finally the one which is Arach Sugya is Rabbi Yehuda B'Seira Bali Kirian, the Tani Rabbi Yehuda Emer in three terms column tumble, like we've been saying. So those are the three Zekanim, the three Kulas that which it says here is Tamon, there are no Hague like this. Rabbi Yehuda Osib is Matabalelia. He was traveling on a donkey in an alley at night. There was a donkey driver walking behind him. And then he came near a large ditch filled with water. But it was at night, remember. Being at night is very important here. And Omalei, so the donkey driver said to Rabbi Yosi, he wanted him to kind of like, let's stop for a moment, because Hahu Gavra, referring to himself, the donkey driver was talking about himself. And he said, Hahu Gavra, boy, he wants to, I need to go into the mikvah over here. I have a ditch of water over here. I need to go in. Let me go into this ditch. On Malaysia, yes, he says to him, no, don't do this thing. It's going to be a big sakana. It's dark. going into any body of water at night is no lighting is extremely dangerous because you get disoriented. You don't know which way's up, which way's down. You could end up swimming down when you're supposed to go up, whatever. It's very dangerous, and also dangerous because if you get in trouble, we won't be able to save you because we can't see you. Anyway, so he says, no, a Malay, so he says to him, no, menido min eshes isha who govern by the mikvah. I have two things I have to go to the mikvah for. Number one, I was well on Nida. Number two, I was well on eshes ish. Again, we're seeing this idea, which we mentioned earlier, I don't know if you remember, that there was a mindset that people thought that if they go to the mikvah, it'll somehow be mechaper on their averus. Anyway, so that's what he wanted him to do. So Afilu came, even after he told him all the averus, he did a malay, he's still telling him, this is not something, don't endanger yourself, don't do that. But he saw he wasn't going to listen to him. He saw he was very determined to go into this body of water. Let him go down and let him not come up. So Rabbi Yossi gave up. You know, you can only have Havas show him up to a certain point. Once you see they're not listening, the Chain Havas lay, and we turn the page, and so it was that he did not come up. Now, the reason for this is not because of the Averis. One would have thought, oh, that's because he was Bailanida, Bailanishas Ish. But it's because he didn't listen to the Chachamim. What's the word? Dishmartim? That's correct. That's where it was coming from. That's correct.
Wasn't this the klala from Talmud Chacham?
Yes, it was. But the reason we're saying the reason why he was makalo him is because he was disregarding his advice. Rabbi Yossi ben Yossi have osi be'olfa. So Rabbi Yossi ben Yossi was going on a ship. Chamachad katar gami b'chavo michlas u'misei. So this guy, imagine, picture yourself on a ship. You know, these ships are quite tall. And let's assume that they didn't have the size ships that we have nowadays. Even so, even in those days, the ships were quite tall. And he was lowering himself down on a rope. He tied the rope to the mast, and he's lowering himself down the rope so he could go into the ocean to use it to be toivel. So he's mamish, you know, being meisa nefesh to go into the ocean. A malay, that's a sakin nashof. Don't do that. That's a danger. A malay, he says, ahu meichel bein, I want to eat. And, you know, he knows that, you know, if he's going to keep takanas ezra, he's not going to be able to say the bracha. If he can't say the bracha, he can't eat. A malay, achil, don't worry, he can eat, even without, you know, going to the mikvah. Boy Mishnah, he says, but I also want to drink. A malay say, you can also drink. Given the meton l'meina, once they came to l'meina, and I just want to show you, which means the port. I want to show you the word, it says it explicitly. Look at the Haredim, the second line. Lamena, Kivin Shigul, Lanamal, Vuhan Nikra Porto. They came to the port, right? So when they came to the port, so he said to him, Tamon lo shoris lochel begin the sechanta de nasho. When we were out there at sea, so I allowed you to eat before going to the mikvah because it was the sechanta nefashis to go to the mikvah. Param hocha, but over here, also lo gavel mitim tumad shata de yisrei. You can't eat anything until you go to the mikvah. Now that we've reached land, my heter no longer applies to you. You got to go right to the mikvah. Do not collect $200. Do not pass go. Go straight to the mikvah. Amar Abyanai, Shamatri Funkil Machmir. Well, I heard that some are Machmir, some are Makil in Ezra's enactment. What's the, and we're going to say what the Kula and the Chumra is. Kohamachar Bamachim Bataiva, it's if you're Machmir, you get everything Yamim. It'll be a good life. Make a ball, what's the cool all lichots of Mayim Shu'uvim, they don't Mayim Shu'uvim, it's drawn water. Machmirim ball, lipo of Mayim Chayim. Some people immerse themselves in Mayim Chayim. They say Mayim Chayim is Lavdavka. The fact that they're going ahead and being machmir to go into a regular mikvah, that would be considered a chumrah. So there are people who are machmir, some people are make. There is Farshid in the Deis in Rishonim whether the kula that they were makel, whether that was only for, remember, there was two things that he asked. He asked Talmud Torah, and he also asked tefillah. So the yeshayim, that the only thing that they were makel on was the Talmud Torah aspect, but that the tefillah aspect is still in play. So that's not the minute, but anyway, whatever. For right now, that's a shim l'shit. Okay. Oh, wow. We're really behind here. It's 9 o'clock already. He was davening, and he remembered that he had not gone to the mikvah, and he said, Balkari, lo yasek, he should not be mafsik. In other words, now we're going, of course, in the time of Takanas Ezra. He should not be mafsik, meaning he should not stop davening cold turkey. Alo yikatzer, he should shorten each bracha. Yorad litbol, if he went down to be tovel himself with the mikvah, and it's right before, if you can get up and get dressed before the sun will rise, he should do so. If you can't do all that, his kasim of my vehicle, he should cover himself with water and read Shema. Because reading Shema close to sunrise, that's the Iker Zman Kriyashma. Okay? Now, okay, this is a little bit of a difficulty because, well, mice, we don't pass them like this. And the place can say that we're talking about people who are being, who are like the Vasikin, the people who are mocked to actually daven like that. Says over here in the Haredim, Avagav Halach Rabbi Yeshua, even though, I'm sorry, I'll tell you which, it's the Haredim, is the right after the Mishnah, two lines down. He says, even though the Halach is like Rabbi Yeshua, says, my Kriyat Shema is until Shalosh Shos, Masni, by the Mishnah, it's if you, on the left side, you just count down six lines. It says, Avagav Halach Rabbi Yeshua, the Omar is my Kriyat Shema at Shalosh Shos, Masnisan Levasikin Mishnahs. The Mishnah is going like the Vasikin. The Vasikin are Madakin Alasman to finish with the Netzach Hamor because it says Yerufem Shemesh. Right? You need a pen? I have a pen. So it says Yerufem Shemesh. But this is not the halacha. So I'm not sure whether it means that if this person wants to be Machmir like the Vasikin, so this is the Hanoge he should do, or if it means he is one of the Vasikin. I'm not 100% sure. It's like the language here is Masnisin Livasikin Nishnas. So I guess we're talking about somebody who isn't one of these Vasikin guys who's in the mix. Okay. But the other point here is he's just going to be reading Kriyashma. He's not going to be dominating Shmona Esrei. He's just saying Kriyashma, right?
What about the brachas?
And he's going to be saying the brachas. He's not going to be some of Ula Tfilo. Because saying it at this time is so chashuv that even if he's going to lose out on being some of Gula Fila, it's still worth it. That's what the Mefarshim say over here. Now, it says one other thing you have to pay attention to is that he's casting the mind vehicle. He has to cover himself with water. What does it mean, cover himself with water? So how is water a cover? So if it's clear water, so that might not be so good. Because if you could re-roya as ha'erva, it's not so good. But if you make the water a little cloudy, then you can't see the erva. That's one way of learning it. The other way of learning it is that you can't really see down. So the water acts as a cover. And not only that, it could act. There's a distinction they're going to make. There's a distinction whether the water comes up to your neck, whether the water is at your waist. If the water is at your waist, so there's a hefsek between your ein libo roa es ha'erva, because the water acts as a break between the heart and the erva. If the water is at your neck, it has another mila though. It has a mila that your chest is covered, because you can't daven shmona esrei with wearing no shirt at all. Yeah, it's not kavanah melech. So if you have the water up to your neck, that will be considered a covering of your body. Okay. What I was talking about just now was Shemoneh Esrei. That's the Pashtus. I'm just giving you a different Mepharshim here. Okay. Well, Yiskasim Mayim Royim, you shouldn't cover yourself with smell foul water. Obamiya Mishra, that's of course water which was used for flax, you know, smells. Anshiatos Echamayim, until you put water into it. Until put water into it, so they say that this can't be referring to the smelly water, because smelly water, if you've got a whole body of smelly water, what are you going to do? Start putting buckets of water into it? That's not going to make any sense. We don't have time for that. We're right before Netzach Hamo. So it means this is another case which wasn't mentioned here, which is if there is urine. If there's urine, then you take a revius of water. One revius of water is Mavatal. This is in the same Moshe. You'll see it. He says it over here. Take a look in the same Moshe. You see that same Moshe? So he says, Kasuri Maksara, it's talking about. I'm just going to skip down to where it says, Lo Yikra Itzel Meiraglayim, Achiatel Sechen Mayim, Bishar HaMayim Shiatel, is Revius. In other words, if you have one Hatolas Meiraglayim. Okay. So, Kama Yachim Mehem Minat Soya, how far do you have to go away from it? Is Dalanamas. It's Dalanamas from Tsoa or from the smell of the Tsoa. Either one, it has to be Dalanamas. Masisa Baram. So the Mishnah is talking about when you're praying in public, meaning you're Shliach Tzibur, right? Or was Baram? Let me just check this again. Does it say that? Or you're Imat Tzibur. This is because you don't want to be embarrassed. This is a different problem, right? Sometimes Tzibur means you're the Shliach Tzibur. Here it means and the issue here is you don't want to be embarrassed because you don't want people to realize, oh, look, he stopped davening because he forgot to go to the mikvah. That would be very embarrassing. So therefore, we allow him to continue to daven. Not small mafsik, but if you're davening privately, then you should be mafsik right away. Okura Meir. That's a Meir Shita who holds. Remember, we had a machlekes in the Mishnah, whether you could say brachas or not. If Yehuda said you could make brachas, or Meir said you could not make brachas. It's not Mishnah's from Meir. Baram Kerab Yehuda, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds you're allowed to say brachos, then I feel a little bit not so mafsik. Then you don't have to be mafsik even if you're private. Mishaim lo mayim lit bol, that's when you don't have any water. Avol yesh lo mayim lit bol, if Rabbi Yehuda might assume mafsik, but Rabbi Yehuda would also agree if you have the ability to go to the mikvah, why be makel, go to the mikvah with hafilah. Okay, do you want to stop? Let's stop here at this Kol HaShashem Shem Tosa. We'll continue here, Maitzei Shabbos Mitzvah Shem, at 7 o'clock, and we're going to be learning for a while. I am going to be in, okay, let me shut off the recording for a second. I'm just going to